The Kia ora whānau. A little bit different. I like to hide behind a pulpit, but be a little bit different today. Yeah. It's been funny so far, hasn't it? I quite like this whole thinking about change, and it was quite significant, wasn't it, with the clothing. That was some seriously good costumes. Yeah, it's because I'm phrasing this not so much around change, but around transition, like life transitions. We're doing a little series, life transitions, which, yeah, was a little bit concerning when I saw Brent talking about transition and Brent coming in a skirt. But you rock that, Brent. Yeah. So I want to do a little bit of a number of weeks scattered throughout the year on life transitions. I want to name some of the things that we just go through as people, as humans, because there are a lot of changes that, you know, that we go through naturally, and it's some of those are really tricky and some of those are really neat, and it's just, you know, part of being human. And how does our Christian faith, Christian spirituality interact with those sort of transitions as well? I really want us to look at and think about how we care for ourselves and care for each other throughout times of transition in life. So that's a bit about what we're going to do, a little bit of a series on. So just scattered throughout the year, and maybe share some resources as well that might be helpful if people want to look into things a bit further. So today we are doing the topic of the life transition of starting a new school and starting a new job. We're creatures of habit, aren't we? Some of us are. Anyway, myself included. We like paths of least resistance. So when new things come along, sometimes for many people, it can be pretty tricky to just jump into these new places or new situations and feel calm, let alone content or happy. So, you know, there's a lot of different stuff that we feel with the new things, and that's just natural. It's just part of being human. So we're going to talk about some of the stuff. Like how about you guys, what you remember, but I remember starting intermediate school, for example, and I just found it absolutely frightening. I still vividly remember that very first morning turning up into this car park where we sort of gathered, and there was this massive school, way bigger than what my primary school had been, and there were so many kids I didn't know, and I hadn't met anyone, you know, beforehand or anything like that. And I knew I was going to have to move around different classrooms, and I didn't know where anything was, and it was, you know, it's a bit frightening. Or with a new job, you know, lots of us have started new jobs at different times, you know, who was who, and who was sort of, you know, happy to help and sort of on my side, and do I have what it takes? How many mistakes will I make? Will the people there like me? Will I be able to learn all that I need to do the job properly? There's all sorts of things that go along with that sort of life transition, isn't there? And there's probably lots more as well. So this morning, we're going to hear from three of our fantastic people. So these life transition things, I'm going to, you know, draw on you guys, because out there, so much experience and wisdom and goodness, and so we really want to hear from lots of you. So this morning, we're going to hear from three people who've got some runs on the board on these topics. They've got some experience and in these areas of starting a new school and starting a new job. So welcome up to our panel this morning, Claudia, Linda, and Erin. Let's give them a warm hand. Come up onto our Mexican-ish, oh no, South American-ish couch. Hopefully it's not too uncomfy. Lovely to have you guys up here. Now, some of you might be thinking, some runs on the board, experience. Claudia, how does that work? But I reckon Claudia's a bit of a veteran of change, a veteran of this stuff, because she started new schools three times. So we're going to start with you, Claudia. What were these changes like for you? What were these new starts like for you?
Okay, well, I guess primary school, didn't have any expectations, not that I remember it all that well, but kind of went in. I had one friend who mum had met up with someone who had a kid as well, so I knew one person, so that was good. And yeah, just went through primary school. That was pretty normal. And then I went to Devon, which was, it felt scary as you were going into it, but in all, it was a smaller school than West End. So, but I did think I was going to get lost. So on the first day of school, I decided that I would meet one of my friends, just knowing that I had some person to, you know, familiar face to be with. So that was helpful.
So you agreed to meet up with them?
Yeah.
Beforehand?
Yeah, we both knew where the pool was, so we were like, okay, we'll meet by the pool.
Well, that's a smart pro tip, eh?
Yeah. So it's just nice seeing someone I knew in a place that I didn't know. I did the same thing at Girls High, but it was kind of just like, oh, I see you, come with me. Like, just meet them and stuff. Yes.
So you sort of manage those sort of linking in with friends and stuff like that, which is, yeah, pretty cool way to do it. What was some of the, what was, you know, a couple of the challenges that you had with starting new school? Oh, you managed those really well. Great tips. But what were some of the challenges? Like you mentioned to me about a certain sister.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so my sister went to Girls High before me. She left in 2016 and I was there in 2018. And most of you would have met Rachel. She's a pretty cool person, not going to lie. And I, like, most teachers knew her because she was ducks at the school and everything, so she was a bit of a beast at the school. And so I was like, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. yeah. So I was like, okay, well, if I just be like, oh, yeah, Rachel's my sister, then they'd all kind of be like, oh, no, that girl's cool because her sister's Rachel. And so I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll just hide behind her. And I'm not going to lie, I did that for, like, a couple years. I was just, like, needed something to show that I'm cool. I'd be like, oh, my sister. So, but then kind of through, I guess, halfway through last year, I kind of started realizing, oh, maybe that's not the best way of doing it. Kind of need to start coming into my own person, start need to, like, recognize my own attributes and all that. So that was one thing that I struggled with a little bit. Yeah, because,
so it's sort of like recognising, oh, Claudia's awesome as well, not just Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recognising you're different, but you've got strengths and gifts and abilities. And yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Like, and some students here, you know, might not be starting a new school this year, but I know quite a few are, you know, might be starting a new classroom or a new teacher or something like that. So, you know, maybe some of that's relevant as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just good to, like, sometimes I guess, like, some of my classes I didn't really know anyone. But I feel like just kind of getting to know one person at a time kind of helped me. Mm. Like, if I had found a friend, that was just comforting to know that even if they're not my closest friend or anything, just know I have someone there in my class. Even if I don't know them all that well, they're still there to, like, talk to and stuff. So that's good.
Cool. Yeah, thank you. So, Linda, as a teacher, you were a teacher at Spotswood Primary across the road.
Yeah.
And now out at Bell Block Primary. So you've seen a fair few people starting school, new. What have you noticed in students that have managed this life transition well?
Fortunately, I haven't had the joy of teaching new entrants. that sounds quite hairy to me, and I would never do it.
Yeah.
With, I think it's more the parents than the kids. I know at Bell Block we have, like, tomorrow at 10 o'clock there is tea and tissues in the staff room for the new entrant parents.
And is that an actual thing?
It's an actual thing.
Oh, wow.
Organised by the PTA, just to reassure those parents that their kids are fine.
And I would have so gone along to that.
I don't know how well the tissues get used, but it's there. We at Bell Block probably transition quite well because we have the new entrants have visits like for a couple of months leading up to joining the school, so they're familiar with their teacher, they're familiar with the environment. In terms of the rest of the school, we have Meet the Teacher in the last week of the last year. So the kids spend an hour and a half in their new classroom with their new teacher, getting to know them. Bell Block's quite a fun school to be at because everybody knows everybody. So it's not really a scary change. I mean, I still won't sleep well tonight. Never do. The night before school starts, it's really restless. And have I done everything? Am I going to get anybody rocking up on the first day who hasn't enrolled? But yeah, we transition well, I think.
Yeah, great. So you've seen, you know, new kids come to your school, into your classroom, like partway through the year, stuff like that. Is there anything you've noticed that kids can do that will really help them with that?
I think it's being willing to get involved. Kids don't have a problem with that. I think the older they get, probably intermediate high school, it's probably a little bit harder. Yeah. But when they're like lower primary anyway, they've got no inhibitions.
Yeah.
They'll just get involved and do whatever.
So get stuck in.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Wow.
Definitely.
Wow. Mm. So you mentioned to me a bit about something about, you know, about resilience.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about that? What is it and how does that
help? It seems to be sadly lacking.
Sadly lacking?
Yeah, okay. Quite a few kids. And so it's one of our school values at Bell Block is tumaia, standing brave. So, and we explicitly teach our values one a term. So we explicitly teach what it means to be tumaia, to stand brave and not give up. And having that growth mindset of, I can't do it yet, but I'm going to keep trying.
Mm.
And coming into those strange new classrooms, it's about standing brave.
Mm.
And everybody is in the same boat, and we're all there to help each other.
Mm. Yeah. And that stuff builds resilience, eh? When you get some runs on the board in terms of, okay, yes, I have tried something new, I've had a go at it, regardless of how it's gone in a way, but especially if there's been some success, and that can really help build some resilience of thinking, okay, there's something else new and I can give that a go.
Yeah, and I teach year 5-6,
yeah,
and it is a massive step from year 4 to year 5.
Okay.
And it's helping those kids transition to the expectations that they've got to meet.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all play and that now. We need to start to get serious.
Do some learning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but in a fun way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to say on that?
Talking about new jobs, I've spent the last 2 weeks living with someone who has just gone into his fourth job of his 35-plus year working career. 40 years. So his fourth job. So he only changes maybe every 15, 20 years. It's been an interesting experience. Yeah.
Oh,
very
it's
interesting.
It's not easy, yay.
When
are
you doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Andy has changed companies, yeah,
and
you know, different
I, yeah, just
different
like,
stuff, yeah.
Just even changing jobs was a massive hurdle of, I can't change. I don't know what to do, to by Friday of this week going, yeah, I might be able to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that leads really nicely into asking Erin a question, because it can be pretty exciting. Starting a new job, I'm guessing. Well, that's how I felt. Really exciting, but there can be all sorts of other thoughts and feelings that go along with that as well. And you've got quite a bit of experience of helping people start jobs well.
Oh, a little bit.
How's that?
Yeah, I really like what Linda said about inhibitions, and yeah, younger kids don't have them, and as we get older and we're more aware of life, we definitely do have more, you know, we're definitely a little bit scareder. But I think starting a new job, the thing to remember is they picked you. They picked you to do the job, and therefore the employers have confidence that you can do the job. And well, I think there's a good healthy balance between I'm excited, but I'm nervous because I want to do really well. I think that's really a good thing for going into a new job. Mm. One of the things you don't want to do and will probably not get you off to a great start is coming in all guns blazing as the I know it all person. And I'm sure most of you are aware of that. But it's good to be nervous, and that shows that you want to learn. And the other thing that I really like that Linda said about I can't do it yet, there's going to be a lot of stuff in a new job that you won't know. You won't know how the systems work. You may not have worked on the programs that they use. They may have different ways of doing it to how you're used to doing it, and that takes time to learn. So just taking the time to learn and just being kind to yourself and realising that, yeah, I'm not going to know it all on day one. This takes time. And, you know, I mean, I've been doing my current role for about 9-10 years, and I'm still learning new stuff all the time. So you will always be learning new stuff. I think another good thing when you're going into new role is it's tiring. And the older you get, the more tiring it is. So kind of plan your life accordingly. Don't have raging social life for the first month. Just, you know, allow yourself some time to you know, chill out. And, yeah, you do. You get home and you're tired because you've got lots of information going into your head, and so that takes a bit of time. Mm. And the other thing about a new job is it's a new culture as well. Mm. And every workplace has a different culture. And just taking time to learn about how those people operate, and you might not feel totally comfortable with that to start with, but there will be good things about the culture, and it might be a different way of doing things, but just taking time to appreciate how they operate and how you can contribute to their culture. And it's all right to ask questions. There are no dumb questions. And when you're learning a new job, if you're not sure, it's okay to ask, and never be afraid to ask. And for me personally, I've always got to have a notebook with me, and I've just got to write down everything, and that's helpful for some people. So I guess it's finding out how you learn best as well. And by asking questions, it gives your new colleagues confidence that you want to get it right. And one of the biggest assets in a team at work is trust, and knowing that you've got somebody else's back and they've got your back, and that's just through, you know, showing that you want to get it right and you don't want to make mistakes. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, it's a wealth of gold in there. Yeah, thank you. Do you have any ideas of, Aaron, of, you know, how we can care for people, either in our family or in a church family, that are going through this sort of, you know, life transition of, you know, starting a new job or maybe even ending a job or whatever it might be? Any ideas? How can we best care? Any ideas on that?
As I said, you're going to be tired. So if it's somebody in your household, you might want to offer to do a bit more cooking or gardening. Am I doing Andy? As a community of people, if they're involved in other activities in the community, maybe you can help them for those first couple of weeks, because their mind will be concentrated on trying to get the job right, and they just might not be at full capacity anymore. And just checking in how they're doing. And once again, if you're starting a new job, it's not all plain sailing. Even when you've been in your job for how many years, it's still not plain sailing. You have your ups and your downs. So it's okay to check in and just find out. I guess, you know, I'm such a practical person. It's like, yeah, well, what can I do to help you? Is there something I can do? Just being aware that it is I guess it is tiring. It does take a lot of energy. Yeah.
So lots of compassion.
Sorry?
Lots of compassion.
Yeah.
And part of that acting out in terms of connecting and care, asking and, taking note. Yeah. That's right.
From a school point of view,
yeah.
3 o'clock tomorrow, your child is going to be tired.
So for us, you know, how can we care for each other and care for our kids?
I think it's just
as grandparents and parents.
Just
and
being aware that that first couple of weeks back is tough. It's tiring. They've had 6 weeks off, and then it's coming back to this structure of having to be inside for 6 hours. And then, and just learning again. It's quite amazing how much is lost in those 6 weeks. So it's remembering all that stuff again. Teachers are tired. And it's always the hottest part of the year, those first few weeks back. So it's just staying calm, I think, and just going with the flow.
That's a good tip. I need to remember that, Okay, kids will be tired, Take it easy, Okay. Thanks. Hey, so Claudia, how about you? Have you got any tips to say to the students about starting a new school, either tomorrow or in the future?
Or any encouragements? I would probably just say don't forget about your family and friends who aren't necessarily going to be with you every day. You know, they're kind of your big support people, I guess. But also, no matter what, this is what I've been reminded about a lot, is no matter what, you're always going to have a friend. God is always going to be your friend. Me and Caitlin just went on a camp recently, and that was one thing that kind of like, I was just felt like I was being reminded of, no matter what, I will have a friend who is going to look for me. Ultimately, he is my best friend, basically. He's like going to care for me. So I think don't forget about him and other friends and family and stuff.
That's a really cool thing to think about. And when Claudia and I met up during the week and we were talking about this, and it made me think of that time at the very end of Mark's gospel where Jesus had died and risen back to life and stuff, and he sends the disciples out all over, go to the whole world sort of thing and tell them the good news about God's gracious kingdom. And so I imagine the disciples would have been, a bit freaked out about that. How's that going to go? Bit scared, bit nervous, bit anxious. But what were Jesus' words straight after that? What he said was, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. It's a bit like that song that we started singing this morning as well. Hallelujah, God is here. And so I think it's really important to remember that wherever we go, that, God's spirit is in us, that we go with God, or God goes with us, or both. Yeah, so thanks for that, Claudia. You helped me with thinking about that. Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to say, Linda, about kids starting a school tomorrow? Or you probably feel like you already have?
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Hey, how about, would you guys pray for us? That'd be great. Especially for those in the midst of a life transition, starting a new school or job. That'd be great. Do you want to kick us off, Claudia?
Sure.
Thanks. Let's pray.
Hey, God. I just want to thank you for everyone here in this church and what they bring to our family. And I pray that everyone going through different changes right now, whatever they may be, whether it's work, school, or other changes, I pray that you will keep reminding them that you're there, you will help them through it, and you will be their friend and their guidance. And so I pray that you will encourage them and just be with them.
Lord, we thank you for our children. They're all so special to us, and we just think of them over the next week or so as they venture back into the classroom. Lord, give them peace, give them rest, and just give them joy as they get back into their routines, meet up with their friends that they haven't seen for a few weeks. Give teachers patience. And Lord, we just pray for the families as well, that you will be with those households. For some, going back to school is not a fun thing. And for others, it's an escape from a not-so-nice environment. And so, Lord, we just think of all of those kids coming back this week, that you will be with them all.
God, I thank you for opportunities to start new employment, and I pray for those that are recently started or will be starting soon, that you would give them the strength and confidence that even though they may feel like they don't know anything, that they do actually know quite a bit. And God, I pray for those of us that have new work colleagues or have friends or family that are starting new jobs, that we would be sensitive to what we can do to help them and to help make the transition so much easier. Thank you, God, for these opportunities in life, and thank you that amongst all the change, you never change and you are our rock. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being involved and contributing and sharing of yourselves and your wisdom. So, yeah, thanks heaps.